Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
And your role at that point shouldn't be to manage the person so much as to manage the process that that person is working in.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. My name's Joe Farrellis, and best ever listeners, I hope you're having a wonderful day, whether it's the start of your day or the middle or the end. Today, we are going to be speaking to Dan Swartz, who is wears many hats. He's done 100 plus wholesale deals since 2011 and a handful of rehabs, but lately, he's been focused on automating a process for entrepreneurs through technology and systems. So before I get into a little bit more about your background, Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, nice to have you on the show. Looking forward to learning more about the systems that you're developing for investors and entrepreneurs, and then also touching a little bit on some of your investing background. A little bit more about Dan, and then he'll go into it in more detail. He's based in Baltimore, Maryland. You can say hi to him at investorfuse.com. That's investorfuse.com. And he's working on a lead management platform designed around the 80-20 principle. He'll get into that in more detail. He's also non-real estate related. He's a musician. He's, as I mentioned earlier, he's an self-proclaimed automation junkie. With that being said, Dan, you want to give best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge how awesome this podcast is, and the fact that you're doing it every day shows a huge commitment to you just trying to deliver and successfully delivering a lot of value to this community. So I acknowledge you for that.
I appreciate that. And it's also a huge commitment to insanity. And I fully embrace that.
Dude, insanity only makes you stronger.
There you go. That's what I'm going with, at least.
But yeah, I am based out of Baltimore currently for the time being. I plan on doing a little bit of traveling this year. But my background lies both in being a musician and also in wholesaling real estate. Quick story about the musician aspect of my life. When I graduated school in 2010, I hit the road with a band, a funk slash jam band called Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. And we toured slowly at first, and then it started to turn into a real active thing. People actually liked what they heard, and we started gathering a grassroots following of people up to the point that we were playing around 180 to 200 shows per year. And it was a huge, huge time commitment and a lot of late nights, but a lot of great times were spent on the road with these guys. And I got to play the drums and, you know, actively pursue a creative field for a couple of years, all while simultaneously doing real estate transactions. I had got into wholesaling via the rich dad, poor dad rite of passage that a lot of people go through, and found wholesaling, went to a couple free seminars. I didn't actually purchase any of those home study courses at first, but I partnered up with another younger guy in Baltimore and just really started taking action and doing deals. And so I had been doing that when I still had some time, and then the band started eating up more and more time, and I was kind of forced in 2013, 2014 to really sit down and figure out how I can really get stuff organized back at home so that my real estate business can successfully transact deals while I'm still on the road and not physically present. So I got big into systems, automation, 4-hour work week type stuff, and really wanted to find the best possible tool given the existing technology that exists on the web to create something that's just going to be a foolproof system for managing all the incoming leads. And so it was based out of sheer circumstance that I got good at this stuff just because I was on the road all the time. And then I made the decision in 2014 to leave the band and pursue real estate and just entrepreneurial endeavors full time. I just needed to get out of that particular lifestyle and get into a more personal growth invested lifestyle with entrepreneurship, business, and real estate. And so I made the transition earlier this year in 2015, and now I'm full time doing deals and now developing software for other investors to do more deals. So it's a very interesting transition that I've gone through this year.
So you've been implementing or using the software to do more deals from an automation standpoint, that you are going to be giving it to the public or offering it up to the public later. Is that right? So you basically been test driving this whole time?
Well, actually, no. We've been providing a service for investors over the last like 8 months or so, where we actually go in and install their system. And we use a CRM called Podio.com, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, and a bunch of other third-party tools that actually help automate a lot of the internal processes that happen in Podio. And, you know, a lot of people were interested in the system I created, so I had to basically put a team together to scale this up and to create a standardized, templated workspace solution for people that had similar businesses to me where they were doing a lot of off-market deals. And 300 plus people later, we had ourselves a business here with this Podio service, and it is now parlaying into a more automated version of it, a monthly subscription based model that runs off the Podio platform, but it's going to be way, way more customizable. And the follow-up sequences are going to be way more advanced, to the point that your follow-up processes will pretty much be, you click on this button and the seller will automatically get followed up with through multiple mediums over the course of however long you want it to. So pretty advanced stuff we're developing, and that's currently what I'm spending most of my time doing right now with a team of developers.
How many deals, since this has been taking up a lot of your time, are you still actively doing the wholesale deals and testing it?
Yes.
Along the way? Okay, for your own
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Well, the whole point of that system I created for my own business, so I still have a lot of marketing out there and a lot of incoming leads, and I have a team back in Baltimore that is actively pre-screening those leads, negotiating the offers, and then selling these properties once we get them in a contract. So the wholesaling business is definitely still active. My involvement in it is a little less so, but we plan on scaling stuff up once we release this new tool, which is called Investor Fuse. And I plan on using that solely to run our business off of.
Got it. With the software and just overall with your activity, mm-hmm. If you were to kind of take a step back and somebody who's getting in the wholesaling, or let's not do that. Let's say somebody who is in wholesaling and they're looking to scale, being software agnostic, what's some advice you'd have for them?
Well, this is the best advice ever, show, right? So my best advice for the software agnostic, for people that are currently wholesaling, really, it all comes back to the 80-20 principle for me, which is basically says that there's a small amount of things that you do that produces the most results, has the biggest profound effect on your results. And essentially, you need to focus on what's currently working. Ignore all the shiny objects and stop trying to constantly look for that silver bullet nugget of information that's going to change your business. You just have to focus on what is currently working. How did you get the last deal that you did? What kind of marketing did you do? Ask yourself that and then do more of that. Very, very simple yet profound way to look at things. Do more of what's working. And if you haven't done a deal yet, the only way to really determine your 80-20, so to speak, is to honestly see what others are doing and take action and learn. Because obviously it's whatever you're doing currently isn't producing any results. So the only way to determine this, the 20% of your daily actions that produce 80% of your results, is to take action and iterate your activities so you can figure out what that high leverage stuff is.
For your business and wholesaling, you know, you've done 100 plus wholesale deals since 2011. What have been the 20% of daily actions that's produced 80% of your results?
Writing offers, creating systems, and team building, and hiring awesome people to run the system that you've created. For me, that is the high level stuff that an entrepreneur should be focusing a lot of their times on. System building is, for me, that's kind of the definition of an entrepreneur, someone that basically creates little engines that are designed to run, and your job is to oil these engines and make sure that you have people in place to kind of work the system, if you will. And your role at that point shouldn't be to manage the person so much as to manage the process that person is working in. So that's kind of where my head is at now. And those are the high leverage activities that have produced the most results. But most important one, for the sake of real estate, would be to make offers on every single lead. Make as many offers as you can and track how many offers you're making, and try to increase that number every week if you can.
It's just a numbers game for wholesaling.
Absolutely.
With the offers that you're making, is there any particular formula that you use to make offers, or any format that you use to make the offers?
No, with the offers, it's basically just we look at the active or the recently sold comps in the area and just make sure whatever the number is lower than the lowest sold comp in that area, just so we protect ourselves. And this is especially for sight unseen offers. If it's a hotter lead, then obviously we want to put a little bit more research into it, maybe do a drive-by, go on the appointment and see the condition of the property before we make that offer, because you don't want to offer too low. You want to still be competitive, since the chances are he's probably talking to some other people. But generally speaking, you should have a good system in place for doing quick analysis on a deal, figuring out what the ARV is. And generally for sight unseen offers, we do the traditional Mayo formula, 65% LTV or 65% of the after repair value, minus whatever work that needs to get done, minus the profit that you want to make on the wholesale flip. That seems to work well for Baltimore, since most of our homes are under the 200 ARV mark.
With the creating systems front on the with wholesaling, who would you recommend, or what would you recommend doing? So I guess the question is, what would you recommend doing if you're looking to scale your wholesaling company?
The first thing I would recommend doing if you're looking to scale is, one, write a list of the things that you know are working in your business. Then write a list of all the things that you know you should be doing but aren't doing. Then write a list of the things that you enjoy doing. And basically, you want to make sure that you're in line and you're doing the things that are producing results that you actually enjoy doing. And then figure out everything else, who you can bring on board to fulfill the rest of the things that you know need to get done, but you just don't want to do them or don't enjoy doing them. That's kind of the high level way to look at it. And in a more detailed systems approach, you would want to, basically you want to create a mind map of your current operation. And I use mindmeister.com. It's a mind map. It's just a way to kind of graphically chart each of the individual processes in your business. And you can break it down into the department of your business. So you'll have, you know, sales and marketing or a marketing bubble. And then off of marketing, you can make a bubble for direct mail, and then one for prospecting and one for Craigslist leads and blah, 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 blah. Basically just create a mind map of everything that you're currently working on and keep branching those lines out until you get to an individual task, like email list source provider for absentee owner list. That's a specific task right there. So it might seem like homework, but really that mind mapping is an essential rite of passage for any entrepreneur to really understand their business from a granular level. And when you create a mind map and really see your business from that level, you'll get a much better sense of how you can basically bring someone else on to run whole chunks of your mind map. And I have a YouTube video that kind of breaks down a better way to do that. That's less intimidating sounding than what I just said. But if you go to youtube.com and just search Dan Schwartz Systems, you'll probably find it. But so that is the first step I would do. And in doing that, you'll learn more about your business. You'll learn more about how you can improve the processes. And you'll also figure out like, maybe I don't need to be the one that's answering all the phone calls. This is something I could just hire someone for. And then let me focus more on, you know, doing marketing and keeping the phone ringing and really getting good at analyzing deals instead of having to spend all your time talking to unmotivated leads, for instance.
Love it. And the website you recommended was MindMeister, MEISTER. Is that correct?
Yeah, MindMeister, MEISTER. And I believe you get 2 free mind maps before you have to upgrade their service. But there's a lot of free mind map solutions out there too.
Nice. And I just want to make sure that we got your best real estate investing advice ever, right? Is that the 80-20 principle?
Harness the 80-20 principle. Yeah. Focus on whatever's working and scale that up.
Okay. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
First, a quick word from our best ever partners. If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to
fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever book you've read?
Best book I've read recently is this book called Principles by Ray Dalio. Ray Dalio is a very, very successful investor. And this book you can get online if you just type in Principles by Ray Dalio, D-A-L-I-O. It's a free PDF that he created. Basically, it's an amazingly profound, I'm using that word a lot today, book about how you can determine your life principles and apply them to everything that you do. It's one of those books that every paragraph makes you stop and think for a while. So it's a relatively short read, but it's very, very thought-provoking.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
That would be leaving the band and deciding to take that leap. What I learned from that is focus. I learned that I couldn't do two things with 100% energy, and deciding to leave the band, although it was a very, very hard decision, I learned that usually by following your gut and making big change like that, the change will eventually lead to much, much greater well-being and way of life.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best deal I did was off of a Google AdWords campaign in Baltimore. Just a very, very cookie cutter wholesale deal, super hot, motivated seller. And we made 40 grand on it. Did it in like 3 weeks, I think.
Any Google AdWord tip?
Yes. Hire Dan Barrett. The guy is the man. You can reach him at releadgen@gmail.com. He's really, really good at mom and pop real estate investing AdWords campaigns.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I like to give back the most through my time. I'm not at the level yet that I can really do a lot of philanthropical money giving, but I believe that time is the most valuable thing we have. And in particular, I like to give time to others in similar situations that I used to be in, where they're trying to determine the right course of action in their lives, or they're stuck on a particular aspect of their business. I love to talk to people and just help them get unstuck. And I do that all the time with folks in our Facebook group, which we can talk about later.
Well, we are almost to that talk about later part, but first, what's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Biggest mistake would be investing in marketing campaigns without having a proper lead management system in place and a system for following up with those leads. Too often people will have the phone ringing off the hook, but they're not going to be able to get to all the leads in time because they don't have a system in place. They're going to forget about leads. They're going to forget to follow up with leads. And I guarantee you, you're going to eventually, when you get to that lead, they're going to tell you, oh, we already talked to someone else and put it under contract. Ask me how I know.
Yeah, I think that is one of the most overlooked aspects of real estate is having a lead management system and following up with the leads even after they say no, or you don't have an opportunity to follow up.
Yeah.
Then you do follow up. I mean, I've heard time and time again from people, and I've seen it with my own business on raising money, that mm-hmm. it's the follow up that can generate a lot of business.
Right.
And you've got to have some sort of system in place. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I assume you want to talk about that Facebook page. What's the best ever place the best ever listeners can reach you?
Best ever place that best ever listeners can reach me would be one on my personal blog, which is dasbeats.net, dasbeats.net. That's my personal blog. You can reach me at dan@dasbeats.net. And also the Facebook group, where we do is talk about real estate, automation, systems, delegation, and just ways to do more deals in less time. If you type in real estate podio automation on Facebook, you'll see that group, and just request an invite and I'll be happy to let you in and you can contribute to the conversation there.
Awesome. Well, Dan, thank you for being on the show and sharing your advice with the best ever listeners and talking about your passion project in connecting with kind of who you are. And that is automating the process and enhancing the freedom for entrepreneurs through technology and systems, because as you mentioned earlier, time is our most precious resource. and the 80-20 principle, where 20% of your daily actions produce 80% of your results. So taking a look at that, I love how you got into the specifics of, for your business in particular, with wholesaling, the three things: one, writing offers; two, creating systems; and three, team building. And then there's many things within that. You talk through the ways to actually mind map, when you gave a good resource. I assume it's a good one. I haven't checked it out, but I trust you. Mindmeister.com, as well as lastly, when you were talking about the biggest mistake, having the leads come in and not having a way to manage them and follow up, because I know firsthand, I've done enough of these interviews, follow-up is the key, and how you follow up and the approach that you take and the frequency in which you follow up. So I appreciate you mentioning that and sharing all of your advice with the best ever listeners. I hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.